live content accounts for almost a quarter of global viewing time. Live video generates 27% more minutes of watch time per viewing than on-demand video. Live streaming is a $70 billion industry. What does it all mean? Let's find out on the Why I Go Live podcast with Coach Kirk.
Welcome back. Woo! We are so excited for you to be with us for another episode of the Why I Go Pod. Let me see if I can fix that. I'm excited that you could come back for another episode of the Why I Go Live podcast. If I could speak today, that would be great. My name is Kirk Nugent. I get to serve as your host, and I want to share something with you. Maybe you've heard it before. Maybe it's your first time. Your live stream is your digital storefront. That's right, because there's no greater way to go from busy and broke to peaceful and paid than for your ideal audience to see you do your thing live. And when they see you go live, when they see you interact with them live, when they see you answer their questions live, they're like, man, how in the world did they prepare for that? How in the world did they have that answer ready? How in the world? Wait a minute. That's just who they are because they're live. They don't need the taste test. They don't need the ad campaign. They're ready to book the business. Well, because they saw you do it live. Listen, I want to share with you some stats as we get into this thing today. 37% of social media users find live video content the most engaging in their in-feed content. That's pretty dope. And 43% of 18 to 34-year-olds prefer to watch live video content on Instagram. What does it all mean? Let's welcome our guest here to help us figure out and answer this question is lifestyle and creative technology content creator and cat mom, Mary Lou Mandel. How are you?
Hello. Thank you so much for having me on the show. I'm excited to talk about why I go live because there's a lot of good reasons to go live.
Good, good, good. And we're excited that you're with us today. In fact, we want you to take a few moments and just kind of share with people a little bit about you and what you do and, you know, content and some of the strategy that you work in live into. And then, of course, we want to know the names of your cats. I mean, it's part of your intro. You said you're a cat mom. So share with us a little bit about who you are, what you do, and we want to know the names of those cats.
I'm a video creator and content creator all over the internet. I have been a longtime fan of social media as a creative outlet, as, nice. You know, like as a place where we can create things and we can distribute it, because this is not something that was available always, because I come from the time where we started without the internet and then we had the internet. So it makes a difference than like the folks that have had internet their whole life.
It's so
different
true.
Game.
Yes. Yes.
Where there was a time where we would make things and it's like, well, that's cool. I'll show my mom.
Yes.
And then hope, like, I don't know. Right. Like then what? But now like we really can put our art out there. And my ethos with creativity is create, release, repeat, because you need to make the thing.
Yeah.
You need to put it out where people could see it, because that's how you're going to know how you feel about it and how others might feel about it. Right. And you take the information that you need from there. But I don't think that you really know how you feel about a piece of work until it's where people could actually see it. Like, that's the scary part, right? That's the like, oh my gosh, someone could actually see this.
Yeah.
And then you got to do it again. You got to repeat.
Repeat.
Oh, do it. Gosh. Create, release, repeat. Create, release, repeat. And that's like what I live by.
It's create, release, repeat. The CRR. I just love it. I love it. Create, release, repeat. Somebody needs to write that down. I'm so excited for that, man. You know, it's so true. I never really thought about this before. Video editing existed before the internet and social media and YouTube and all these things. You could edit a video. It'll be sound. It looks so great. Or you could create a piece of content, whatever that content might be. It might be a drawing, might be an art. You might actually edit a picture in Photoshop. You might even make a dish, right? Because food is art as well. Mm-hmm. But you could not actually share that with the world before social media. That is a great observation, one that I don't think I've spent enough time on. And of course, you know, I come from the same era. Well, a similar era. I don't know where we are, but I definitely came from the pre-internet era. So I remember there was a time where there was no internet. And that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. Now, you still haven't shared with us what's the name of these two cats.
So my two cats are Gizmo and Zilla. And anybody who follows me on any of my social media, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube are primarily where I hang out.
Yeah.
Gizmo and Zilla often show up in the videos. They are as much a part of the channel as I am. I think I even have in my bio on Instagram that my Instagram account is a fan account for my cats.
Oh, wow.
Because that's what the people want to see. And I get it, because that's what I love to see. I like to see cats on my feed. I like to see joy. I like to see the things that make people smile. And yes, there's like a lot of things going on in the world that, of course, we should be aware, we should be conscious of, but also I like to bring joy. That's my art. That's my mission. That's what my heart wants to put out. And then sharing my cats is a big part of that.
That is so good. that is so good. This is the ultimate cheat code. When I talk to coaching clients about branding and, you know, creating some of these things in their content that really engender their community to them, like really bind them. It's like they're fully bought in. It's stuff like what you just shared. I mean, those cats, I can tell you, for those that follow you, I would almost imagine they're like, where are they? Where are they? I want to see them. And they probably know them by name. They could probably tell them apart. That is so awesome. And this whole thing of content creation, you really are creating a community.
Yes.
My friends, is where live streaming comes in. And so, we want to ask you our signature question for this show. So, Mary Lou, why do you go live?
Currently, the reason I go live is because I like it. And that's with, I think, all content creation, like you need to start with that. Like, ooh, whatever your business is, so whatever good. It is that you do, you need to start with like, well, because I like it.
Because I like it.
Because I like it. I do it because I like it.
Yeah.
You know, because it's fun for me. My initial experience with live streaming was for a hosting job.
Oh, wow.
And we were hosting podcasts that were streamed live to YouTube and then recorded audio, but it was live or live to tape. So that is how I learned how live works. And it's like, well, there's no stopping. Like you mess up the words, you just say it again. And then that's it was like very freeing as a performer and as a creative, where like that didn't terrify me. That was like, because I come also from theater where it is what it is.
Yeah.
You know, and
yeah, it is what it is. You're
you just
so right.
Got to roll with it. You just have to roll with it. And the confidence that you get from that, where there is no second take. You can repeat yourself. You can catch yourself, but this is real life. You are live. If you make a mistake, own it.
Own it.
It's fine. Oof. That's like part of my like whole brand is like she makes mistakes and she owns it. I'm like, yeah, oh, I didn't plug that in. Oh, that was weird. Yeah, sure did. Like on my live stream currently, like the one last week, we went under the desk. I was like untangling cords. We were like, we go on adventures. It is not a structured live stream at all.
This is what I love, is that there is no there's no wrong answers to the question. Why do you go live? There's no wrong answer. I love yours, however, because I actually do like it. I do like it. Somebody out there saying, well, I don't like it. And I'm actually here to figure out if I should go live. Mm-hmm. And I want to say to you, listen, there may come a time where you're like, this is the best thing since sliced bread.
Yes.
But I also want you to hear, for those that are listening, for those that are watching, because, you know, there's a podcast audience and then there's the video podcast audience. And we love you both. But for those that are consuming this right now, I really hope that you're also hearing the other pieces of the puzzle as well. If you mess up, you could just own it. I think that freeing aspect is something that we do not count enough in our matrix, in our decision matrix, in order to decide, okay, am I going live or not?
Yes.
You can just own those mistakes. There's no take two. It's live. They've already heard you and it's okay. I personally love that about live streaming, and I hope that you'll like it too. Mary Lou, and you've already shared a ton with us. This is so awesome what we've been able to discuss here today. And I'm hoping that you'll share even more. Like, where does it fit into your overall strategy? Like, currently, it's because you do go live because you like it and you're drawing from your theater background. I love that. But how does it fit into your overall strategy? You do a lot on Instagram and in shorts and in reels and how-to videos, brand deals and projects and videos like that that are sponsored. Talk to us about where live fits into that overarching strategy as well.
Yeah. So if you're someone who is starting your YouTube channel and I'm with any content, mm-hmm. my thing that I always try to tell people is when you meet resistance, just figure out how you can take down that resistance. Mm-hmm. So it got to a point with me, like, I know how to edit. I can shoot multiple shots. I can make the whole production. I can make you a movie. Mm-hmm. But that was causing me resistance from the release part of create, release, repeat. So I then discovered live streaming, taking from like my hosting gig where I'm like, okay, well, we did all that live. I created my show and I live streamed my tutorials because that's a lot of what I do is nice. Tutorials for videos or creating videos that people can use on the internet. Just like you want to make a cool video of your cats, then, you know, come to me. I'm going to show you how you can do that because not everybody knows how to edit inherently, right?
This is true.
So I show this, but I show it live. And this is now like a couple years ago. This isn't how the current live stream is, but it really like just escalated my output because it's like, okay, I'm going to live stream, but like it could be 2 minutes. It could be 40 minutes, depending on how long it takes to show the thing I need to show.
Yeah.
So I go live. I'm like, here's the thing. Thank you so much. See you in the next one. Mm. And that's the show. And that's it. That's the tutorial. What was in there is what got in there. And I will tell you, those videos that are listed as live streams, I've optimized them. I put the, you know, I do the whole thing with the thumbnail, the tags, all of that.
Yep.
They get found. They get me subscribers. They get people to my channel because it's not the type of content that gets people to the channel.
So dope.
It's what, if you are what they are looking for, is if to be what they're looking for.
Yes.
That's the algorithm is be what they're looking for. And then it goes from there. So the current live stream, current live stream now is Tuesdays and Thursdays, 2:30 to 4:30.
Yeah.
Now this is a long form content that is legitimately hang out with me in the studio while we work on things. If you have questions, we'll answer them. If you want to look at a piece of gear that I have, or we can make comparisons, or you can see the stuff that I don't quite understand in. And then I get feedback from the community as well. And that's the way that I like to envision that is live streaming on the internet in that style. Mm-hmm. That's like meant to be found in the moment.
Yes.
It's like I'm at a, if you've ever been to a conference, like if we've got our business people, like you've been to a conference, you're sitting at a booth. And if people walk by and they're like, hey, what are you doing at your booth? And you're like, yeah, you know, this is what we're talking about. Boom, this is what I'm showing. Boom, you have any questions?
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
And then they move on. They sit and chat. But like, it's not about having 100,000 people sitting there watching you captively. It's like to be there at the conference, at the festival, so they can walk by and find
That's
you.
That's it.
And meet you and ask their questions and then go on with their day. Like,
yeah,
I used to work, I used to be a booth babe, right? So like all the CES, all the E3, of those, like I would be at the booth and like, you might talk to nobody, but you do your thing. You're like messing with the product. You fix the booth. You're just doing things. You're existing. And then when somebody comes by, you're like, oh my gosh, hi, how are you? What brought you over here? What are you interested in? What do you do?
So good.
And that is what the live stream is for me now. That is why I do it. And that's why I do it to Instagram and to YouTube or to Instagram and YouTube simultaneously. Mm-hmm. Because that's the people that I want to talk to are there. I would also do TikTok if I had a stream key for that. But TikTok's a whole different game.
So it's such a different game.
Yeah, that's a whole different game. And it's not like a big part of my strategy, but it is a part of what I need to know in case people have questions.
This is a whole masterclass. You guys heard two different types. And I think there is there's a time and a place to do both, to recognize that you do both. I actually have a morning show that I have a segment of that show that is me sharing a quote of the day and then some motivation, maybe 10 or so minutes somewhere in that neighborhood. Sometimes it goes a little longer. So, but either way, that portion of the show is then clipped out, given to the editor, and the editors remix it, make it look, you know, like as if I recorded it and just me alone with the camera. And then we put those out every Wednesday at 6 a.m.
Yes.
That is a whole workflow that I've been able to develop from my live streams, and it works so well.
And it's removing those that resistance. So I had a season of a show that I called Club Content Creator. Nice. Because I wanted to release 3 videos per week. So mm-hmm. Club Content Creator, an hour-long show, had a segment that was social media news.
Yeah.
Had a segment that was questions people ask me, and a segment that is a new tutorial. So this show
I like
out
it.
Of it, I came out with 3 individual pieces of content that I was able to cut down and then make those sleek and nice and,
yeah.
you know, make them the nice, quick, you know, someone's looking for that specific thing.
Boom. Yes.
Then they, you know, and then if they follow, then they see the show, then they can come in for the show. I will say I've had people with the current live stream, they were looking for how to resize their video. Like that's like a really popular video of mine. I have it in like 6 different ways because it happens like all the time. People are like, want to learn how to resize their video, because if they don't know, they don't know, right?
Yeah, so true.
And this person was like Googling it, found my video, came to my YouTube page to watch that video, but saw I was live. And then asked the question in the live stream, and I was able to show him there, hands-on, how it's done. And I do like that version as well. I like having the tutorials as lives or even shot as lives where there is no cuts.
Yeah.
Because there's some people who learn better when they see it actually happening in real time.
In real time.
Because some people want the like, do, you know, and that's what shorts are for. That's what the like those, the really short form is for, the stuff where like, get straight to the point. But not everybody can process that. So put both of them out there.
Put both out. Yes, do both. Oh gosh.
Why not? So like good. That same video you can put out in its totality, and then you can cut it down to the fastest possible version.
So for that show that had the segments that you would later cut out, I'm curious, what did you do with the show after the show was done? Did it stay up?
They're up in a playlist as Club Content Creator. It was like, you know, episode 1, 2. I think I did 10 episodes of that.
Okay. Okay.
And they're out there. They're still on there. And then the individual ones are just tagged as they're the topic, like shooting it, knowing what I'm going to make out of it, you know?
Yeah.
So, and from having so much experience in making these videos, you just learn that you need to start with this is the question you have. This is the answer. We're going to do it.
Do it.
Now go do it.
Now go do it.
That's done. That's my format.
Oh gosh. I mean, I do a show on Wednesdays that I call The Coaching Corner with Kirk. And I literally tell the audience, your questions are my agenda. I have nothing to do. I'm just kind of like, so what are we talking about today? And then they'll start coming with questions. In fact, they're so trained now that they'll start putting questions in even before I go live.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, there are several videos on my channel that came out of those questions. Not because I planned it that way, but because while we're in the course, like one guy, he asked me how to do something with the Stream Deck and StreamYard. And I was like, no, you can't do that. And then the more I talked about it and explained it, the more I realized like, oh, actually you can, if you do it this way. And that hack, I showed it to everybody live, and then I made the video. So you know, it's just such a cheat code. You know, it's this like what we call crowdsourced content that has social proof baked in. Because I mean, you already know there's a desire and a need for this video because somebody came to your live stream to ask you that question. So, that's so good, man. Live streaming. Okay. All right.
It's where it's at. You guys need to be live streaming.
You need to be live streaming. You got to be live streaming. Okay. Let me get this last question in. What is just a crazy thing? Like if you went live and then you could draw a straight line, maybe through a couple of different hops towards something that happened. And you're like, I attribute that thing to me going live. And yeah, there may be some other things in between, but give us at least one example, if you can, of something that happened from a live show.
I would say absolutely my channel growth.
Nice.
Over the past couple of years, my YouTube channel specifically because I was doing those live tutorials, the live to tape tutorials, whether nobody was there, nobody, it's just me. But I'm like, this is when I show up to film. I set a schedule for it and I go live. I'm like, okay, I'm going to teach you how to do this thing with this thing. Great. This is how you do it. Thank you so much. See you in the next one. Nobody was there for the live stream, but I showed up to work.
Wow.
Thus becoming more regular, more consistent. And then the channel is on its trajectory now. Like it is absolutely the way that it is now because I was live streaming.
That is so awesome. That is so awesome. Guys, I hope that you are getting a clear picture. Live streaming, man, live streaming. Ah, there's something magical. There's something freeing about knowing this is already out there. As I'm saying it, it's there. Somebody's already consuming it. It's done. And something freeing happens in that aspect. But if you plan out your live show, this is where the live video strategy comes in. And here at How It All Works, we are so about that. Like, that is all our jam, live video strategy. We want to help you to structure your live show in a way that helps you go draw a straight line from your live show to your goals. Mm-hmm. How do we structure your lives so that you can reach your goals? The subtag line of the show is maybe live streaming is a missing piece to your success. And we want to make sure you're successful. Mary Lou, take a second more and just share with people where they can find you, follow you. And of course, we're going to have some of these details in the show notes, especially if you have anything new coming up, you know, kind of like maybe a membership. I don't know. Yeah. But share with us some of the things you got coming up next so that people can you know, continue to bask in the greatness that is Mary Lou Mandel.
Well, I am very fortunate. I'm the only person on the internet with my name. And since I've been on the internet for so long, I always get my name right away. So Mary Lou Mandel all over the internet used to be how I introduced myself. I'm Mary Lou Mandel all over the internet. And mainly my YouTube channel. If you guys want to know anything about making videos, like that's the one that I'm the most active on as far as being of service to other creators, because nice. I want other people who want to create videos to be able to do it. I want to encourage you. I want to enable you. And it's not about the gear, even though sometimes we talk about gear, but it's more like these are gear things that are your options.
Options.
They're options. But whatever you have, we can work through it. And I can be like, sure, yeah, let's do it this way. Let's do it that way. Like, I am there for you. So you can join me Tuesdays, Thursdays, 2:30 to 4:30 Pacific Standard Time. Instagram and TikTok, you just want to hang out. Like, that's just, it's fun
Come
stuff.
Come on over.
It's just fun so I can, like, have, you know, I have to create the way you guys are creating in order to be able to help you elevate that. So I need to be doing the thing to be able to teach the thing.
That's it.
Right.
That's it. It's a kind of a requirement.
Yes. So
and if you want to see the cats, you got to come hang out. That's it.
Yes. You totally got to come hang out. And then I've got a membership that I will be opening a waiting list for in March, because March is my birthday month. And I always do a hard content push. I do like a personal challenge. One year I did my live stream every day for the month of March.
Wow.
And that was like, oh, it was so good because people were like, okay, she's going to do it. Like, they were there to support it. They were showing up
so awesome
at the time. And then I, you know, I took a break after that, but that was my way of forcing myself. Like, no, you're going to learn this and you're going to learn it fast and you're going to do it. And it's going to look how it looks, but you're going to go. And it made a big difference in just making me learn fast. Nice. And then in other years, it was like to go take a little video of something that makes me smile outside,
but personal
challenges. So March will be that. Definitely join me. I'll be opening the waiting list, and then we will officially be opening Video Creator Club in April, April 1st.
And
it's not a joke, but it might be kind of funny.
April 1st. Oh, so good. So good, fam. You want to make sure you write some of those dates down. You want to make sure you hit those links in the description and in the show notes if you're listening to the podcast. We can't thank you enough, Mary Lou, for coming through and hanging out with us today.
Thank you.
Absolutely. I want to say this to you guys as we get ready to land. You are probably on the fence. You're just right on the verge. You're like, I think what Mary Lou has said is really kind of getting me into a space where I really want to try this live streaming thing. I want to support that first step. We want to make sure that you have all the tools that you need to be able to not only take that first step, but make it confident and make it successful. Hit us up here at howitallworks.com. We have so many different resources for you to be able to dive into live streaming, regardless of the platform you choose to use. Our whole thing is that your value, your message for the world should not go ungiven. We want to make sure we support you in that effort. It's your boy, Kirk Nugent, the Geek Speaker Preacher, thankful for your time and attention, and we will see you around these internet streets or in another audio stream.
Later, fam. Why I Go Live, hosted by Coach Kirk, is a Composition production. Real streamers, honest stories, and incredible impact. Add your voice to the conversation. Go to kirkrnugent.live/member to join the community. And let's figure out how it all works.